Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. How you guys doing? We're excited to have you back, and we're going to have another great show for you guys today, so I hope you're ready and I hope you're excited.
That's right. We got a little bit of beefing and gossiping going on. So in our show, the topics we'll be talking about today is 50 Cent has beef with Empire. We're going to be talking about Kylie has Tyga canceled his show in Brazil. And we're going to be talking about Johnny Manziel, the quarterback for the Browns, or ex-quarterback for the Browns. We'll get to that in a little bit. So we're going to be starting with 50 Cent with beef with Empire. What's going on with that?
So apparently, 50 Cent has a minor beef with Empire? Because as it turns out, 50 Cent he thinks of Empire as a ripoff of his show. Or so the rumor that's going around. And then ever since then, he's had a minor beef with the show. Even calling out the character of Cookie, saying that he hit that, in quotation marks. So I don't know if this is a serious beef, or if it's just a fun type of beef. But regardless, it's still interesting. Empire is a popular show, and 50 Cent is a popular celebrity, or and a rapper that everyone knows, because he's also an actor. So I think this little beef, I'm not taking this too seriously, but it does entertain me.
Yeah, and I also heard that the reason he's firing back is because, you know, the Empire writers on the season premiere of Empire that played last week, they took a shot at 50 Cent. Taraji's character.
Yeah, they called him thirsty.
Yeah, they made a crack about 50 being thirsty, so he didn't take too long to respond. And he came out with a video, like you said, saying that he's had a sexual past with Cookie. I think this is just hyping up the show and creating faux beef, you know, just to be funny on social media. So I think it's one to, like, hype up the show and show that he watches it and show that, you know, he can play along too. But, I mean, do you think there's a little bit of truth to that? Do you think he actually has had a sexual past with Taraji, the actress? Or do you think he's just, you know, just creating, like, a funny thing or faux beef?
I think both. I don't think 50 Cent is thirsty. Maybe he was interested in Taraji at some point. Maybe that was in the past, or maybe he still is. Who knows? But whether he had a sexual encounter with her, a sexual relationship with her, who knows? I don't know if I should take that with a grain of salt, because I don't know if there's any truth to that accusation. So I'm not sure. Do I think 50 Cent hit that? No, I don't. But you never know nowadays. People are so, I mean, even though celebrities' lives are put all on, like, in the public, for everyone in the public to see, they still manage to find a way to keep things on the low sometimes. So I don't think he hit that, but you never know.
Yeah, like I said, I just think that's 50 playing along with what the show said about him being thirsty, or maybe he wanted to show that he watches and he doesn't care for the fact that they made a comment about him. Either way, I think it's just to hype up the premiere of Empire, because Empire is one of the most popular shows in the past year, and, you know, it just premiered the second season anyways. So I think it's just, like, hyping it up and giving it more publicity and driving fans to be like, oh, yeah, you know, Empire's back. We got to hop on that, see what's been said, see what happened, and then, you know, it gets people hooked, and then they're just going to binge watch it. And then it's just going to get more views and more ratings for Empire. So I think it's just playing along. I think he's just creating faux beef. just to help the show and, you know, be funny at the same time. Because 50 Cent, you know, he made videos before, like, taking shots at celebrities, like he did with Floyd Mayweather, about him reading a Harry Potter book and something like along those lines. So, you know, 50 Cent's been known to make funny videos like that, but with Floyd Mayweather, he wasn't playing. I don't think here. I think he's just trying to be funny. I really don't think he has any beef with the show Empire. I think it's just fake.
You know, Kurt is so crazy. You know, he's so crazy. Always doing crazy things.
He's a crazy dude, a crazy rapper. You know what I'm saying?
I know you're saying, but you know, 50 also, you know, it brings publicity to his show as well, Power. So it. Whether it's real, who knows, doubt it. Probably just playing along with each other, getting little jabs in here and there. But it is good publicity for both shows. Empire is a popular show, and Power isn't so bad either. So both of them, they are very similar shows. But I think this can just get views for them because now since people are putting them in the headlines that they have might have some minor beef or what 50 said or what Taraji said or what Empire, like, called out 50 on their show, whatever the point is, that it does create some traffic about to their show because now people are hearing about it, maybe interested in seeing it if they haven't already. So it can only be good for them, whether it's real or not.
I get you. And, I mean, I guess that's all there is to this. It'll probably just bring more publicity to both shows because since they're so similar and both of them are actually very good shows. So, guys, if you haven't seen Empire or Power, which is 50 Cent's show, I recommend you watch it. They're both pretty good. Empire just started with its second season, and I don't remember when Power is airing. So you can just catch it, binge watch it. They're both really good shows. Moving on to our next topic, guys. Another beef going on. Well, kind of. It's between Tyga and his girlfriend. Apparently, Tyga canceled one of his shows in Brazil because a jealous Kylie told him to.
Well, I think the jealous Kylie thing was just a big joke by the Brazilian fans who said she told him to cancel it because she couldn't handle all the real big booties. So I don't think that has any truth to it. Who knows what actually happened? It's just that Tyga was confirmed stating to his manager he had to cancel the show because of his girlfriend or something with his girlfriend. But no one knows why. Or it hasn't been confirmed why as of yet.
That is crazy. Either way, I hope we find out what made her tell him to cancel it because, I mean, it's crazy. She shouldn't have any say in him canceling his shows. I mean, and he owes it to the audience, to his fans, who paid so much money to go out and listen to him, listen to his art, listen to his music, and he canceled the show because his girlfriend told him to. Now, also, I want to hear what it was because it could have been, you know, life, something very serious. But if it wasn't, if it was because the rumor flying around is that she was jealous, but it's jokes going on. But if that is the truth, that is so petty, and he can't have that in his life. I mean, by all means, yes, people love his music, but this is a business, and it's a job, and he has to go out and do his job to the best of his abilities.
Well, he's not getting off scot-free either. According to reports in Brazil, Tyga is facing a $400,000 fine for breaching the contract. And if it was me, I would have canceled my show too. I'd be like, hey, yes, Kylie, dear, what do you need? You want me to cancel? Okay, I got you. You know, just like that. I'd be like, Kylie, I love you.
I agree. But apparently, like you said, he is being fined. Apparently, he's facing a $400,000 fine for breaching the contract, and the organizers will be refunding fans their tickets and say they had already paid his fees, transport and accommodation and production costs. So they'll be getting refunded all of that as well. And the tour was also set to take him to Rio de Janeiro and Belo Horizonte. So originally, they had been told that Tyga was unable to board a flight to Brazil because he did not have a work visa, according to reports, but apparently that wasn't true. But no one knows what really happened, but they're making jokes stating that Kylie told him she wanted him to cancel the show because she didn't want him to leave her for a Brazilian hottie with a bigger butt. But that's the jokes going around, which I don't believe that. I don't think Kylie would be that petty. I mean, she probably is petty in some ways, but I'm pretty sure she knows that when it comes to business and comes to him making his music, that she can't interfere with that. So I'm pretty sure this isn't Kylie's fault. Maybe if she did tell him to cancel the show, there was something serious behind it. So I'm not going to listen to the rumor of Kylie wanting him to cancel the show because she didn't want to get left by Brazilian hottie, or so they say.
I mean, I agree with you. Kylie has a nice derriere herself, so I doubt she's going to be petty enough to say something like that. Plus, I'm sure they're secure enough in their relationship to understand that, or whatever. I mean, she can't. He is a performer. That's his business. And why that show in particular? I mean, I'm sure something did come up, and who knows what actually happened. Maybe we'll never get the real story, but I don't think it's a huge deal. I do think Tyga needed to be a professional and do the show. I mean, if it was something serious, then yes, maybe you have to cancel it. Well, at least state why you're canceling the show, like the reason for it. Maybe you don't have to tell everyone, but you do owe them like a reason as to why the show is being canceled, because they did pay their money to come out and see you perform. So it's kind of unfair, especially in a place like Brazil where he might not come around as often as maybe a more like a place in the States. So
I completely agree with you. And neither Tyga nor Kylie has responded to the cancellation or the rumors or the commotion on the Brazilian social media, but he is very busy pushing out his new music video Scandal, so that might be the reason he hasn't responded to it. But I think he should go out of his way to respond, even if he doesn't feel like he has to, just to get it cleared up, because you don't want people thinking that you'll do that often, or, you know, just because at your girlfriend's behest, you'll just go ahead and cancel the show no matter.
Yeah, I agree. No matter what happened, you can't just go around canceling your show. And this is coming around in the middle of other rumors as well, because this is coming around the time that Kylie's been accused of cheating on Tyga with the rapper Stitches, who claims that he slept with Kylie in a rap that he actually came out with a song that says that he slept with Kylie and that she didn't bring up Tyga not one time while they were together. So who knows if that is true? I can't see that being the case, but you never know anymore with celebrities.
Exactly, you know. Celebrities have, like, the shortest relationship span. It's ridiculous, but I guess it's just because it's in the limelight and spotlight, because I'm sure there's average people who probably have short relationships like that as well. But we all know about the celebrities since they're in the spotlight. However, a lot of these celebrities tend to cheat on each other or break up or get divorced, like, rather quickly. So if she did cheat on Tyga, I don't think I would be too surprised. But they look like they're happy together, so I'm not going to go ahead and say she did it. But I can just say that if she did do it, I wouldn't be surprised. But it can also be a rapper just, you know, talking, like, flaws and, you know, making stuff up, because, you know, these rappers make all these things up. A lot of them claim they're from the streets when they're probably not, or say they sleep with all these girls when they probably don't. So, you know, it's just to build their rep. And since, like, Kylie's, like, the new hot thing in town now, she just turned 18, she's probably, like, the most popular Kardashian at the time that people are talking about anyways, because Kendall's also very popular, and so obviously Kim. But, you know, Kylie's, like, the new it thing to talk about right now. So he could just be using her name, you know, to get listens to on his songs.
I mean, if Kylie wants to cheat on Tyga, why didn't she come my way? Because, you know, I wouldn't mind. You know what I'm saying, Jay? Okay, I guess Jay isn't there, or either that, or he disagrees and just decided to stay quiet. But guys, that's it for the first half of our show. So keep on listening to us. We'll be right back. I hope you enjoy the commercial break, but don't be too sad, because we're going to come back and we're going to be talking about some Johnny Manziel. So stick with us.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at Armbrister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Show with your hosts Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey people, welcome back from commercial break. We missed you and we hope you missed us.
So the topics we'll be talking about today, or right now anyways, we're going to be talking about Johnny Manziel. Yes,
Johnny
quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Johnny Football. Yes, so the reason we're talking about Johnny Manziel is because he just got benched. Isn't that right?
Dun, dun, dun. Yes, it is. And it's surprising coming off a victory. I mean, he threw two touchdowns. had like over 200 yards and ended up coming off a victory against the Titans. It is very surprising that he was benched for starter Josh McCown, who's only played one drive this season so far.
You know, to be quite honest, Chris, it's not surprising to me. Because Johnny Manziel, even though they got the win last game, didn't play that well. He pretty much only completed 8 of 15 passes, which isn't bad, for 172 yards. But he also turned the ball over twice on fumbles. So he's having a hard time holding on to the ball. Because even in the first game, after Josh McCown was injured, I believe Johnny Manziel threw for one interception. He threw for one interception and in the first game and lost, and then they won last game, but he also turned the ball over twice on two fumbles. So it's not like he's playing stellar. I mean, yes, they got the win, but they're benching him for a veteran quarterback who's been in the NFL for 13 years. So I believe this is actually a good decision because, honestly, I don't believe Johnny Manziel is ready to play in the professional league. I think he needs more work and more practice, more reps, and, you know, learn how to play in the NFL, you know?
Yes, it's surprising, though. I mean, you don't have a surefire franchise quarterback. Right now you have quarterbacks in Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel that could possibly be your starter. It's not for certain that either one of them is the answer. I mean, Johnny Manziel, he hasn't had stellar games in the two he's played, but he managed to find a way to win in his second game and on a full first week of practice with the starters. So I'm sure he is improving little by little. I didn't expect him to come out and play fantastic. I actually expected them to come out and lose the game. So he surprised me with the victory. Josh McCown, I like Josh McCown. And right now I do believe that he's the better of the two quarterbacks. But the Browns should be looking towards their future. And if they don't think Johnny Manziel is the future, then they got to remove him or they got to play him and see if he can step up and be the guy that they need him to be. Don't get me wrong. I like Josh McCown. And if they're maybe looking for a 1 or 2 year solution, then I think he's your guy. Now, if you're looking for the future, I think you have to either find out if Johnny Manziel's your guy or move on from him.
Yeah, you're right. But like you just said, that Josh McCown right now is the better quarterback. And the NFL nowadays is all about what you can do for me right now. They don't look to develop young talent most of the time. You know, well, especially quarterbacks, it's hard for people want to stick their necks out for a quarterback they're not sure it can win for them. So, because their job's on the line, basically. If they lose, more than likely the GM or the head coach is getting fired. So you want someone that can win for you right now. Right now, Josh McCown is the better of the two quarterbacks. Yes, Manziel got them the win, but if you're asking me to play someone and to try to get a win against the Raiders especially, that's a game that you must win. And if he's probably unconvinced Johnny Manziel can win them the game. He's probably 50-50 on Manziel. He probably thinks they have a higher percentage of winning with Josh McCown. So to play Josh McCown, I believe, is the correct decision. Because the NFL, like I said, is all about what you can do for me right now. And as right now, McCown is the better quarterback.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We've established that. But nowadays, when you get drafted as a quarterback, especially a high draft pick, you're expected to play right when you get into the league. It's not like before where Peyton or other quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers had to sit for 4 years before he ended up becoming a starter and becoming a great quarterback. Now you either come into the league ready or you're not ready at all. So they're having Johnny Manziel, I guess, sit to try to learn, but I'm to be honest, I'm not sure the Browns feel as if he's the answer and might be looking to move away from him. And if so, then I guess you play Josh McCown and then kind of draft another quarterback that you feel will be better suited for your franchise. But the fans are clamoring for Johnny Manziel. I think that they want the young quarterback in there and seeing if he's capable enough to win them some games, maybe make a playoff run, who knows. But what's the point of drafting him so high if you're not going to play him? That's a waste of a draft pick.
I believe it's the same, like the Tim Tebow effect. you know how the Broncos got Tim Tebow and all the fans wanted Tim Tebow to play, and they sold out jerseys for Tim Tebow and everyone went to the game just to watch Tim Tebow. It's, I believe that's why the Browns got Johnny Manziel. He was big, very hyped in college, a very big name in college, you know, Johnny Football. The fans love him. Browns drafted him, I believe, to get money, you know, off of jersey sales and attendance to the games. So, because fans want to see him play. But I don't believe that the Browns are ready to play him because I don't think they think that he can win them games. I personally think they drafted him so high because they did see that he was talented and he was a better quarterback than, let's say, Tim Tebow. But he also brought that it factor that fans wanted to see. So it's a double-edged, it's a win-win for them. They can get money on sales for jersey sales and fans going to the games. And then if he turns out to be a good quarterback because he does have talent, then that's a win for them. But I don't think that they're convinced right now that he can win.
Yeah, I mean, if you've heard Johnny Manziel in his press conferences with after the decision, I like what he said. He's went on to state, he goes, it's obviously disappointing. I'm not going to sit here and say that I love the decision. And I like that he said that because it proves that he wants to be in there. He wants to play. So, I mean, both quarterbacks obviously want to play. But since Johnny Manziel is getting benched, this is not the end of his career by any means. He has the opportunity to play again some point in the future. I'm just happy he wants to play now. He wants to prove that he can be a starter in this league and he can be a good quarterback in this league. But
yeah,
you're right. The coach does think I'm sorry?
I was going to say, you're right. It's not like it's an out-of-the-blue or off-the-wall decision. Josh McCown was the starting quarterback going into the season. Johnny Manziel was the backup. Josh McCown got injured in the first game, but now he's been cleared and he's ready to go. It's not a surprise that they would put Josh McCown back in. So, I mean, I understand Johnny Manziel wants to play, but he also has to understand that he started as the backup. He played mostly, for the most part, two games, and he's 1-1 in the season. So, I mean, it's not surprising that they would put back in Josh McCown.
Yeah, it's not. They did establish that Josh McCown would be the starter at the beginning of the season. The coach's gone. He's like, he's done everything we've asked of him in the offseason and so far this year. He's earned the right to be our starting quarterback. We feel that he gives us the best opportunity to win on Sunday. That was truly the basis for this decision. I mean, obviously, it's like saying if Tom Brady gets injured, comes back, he's obviously going to be the starter. Even if the backup wins 6-7 games in a row, he's not going to remain the starter. Same is true for, I guess, Johnny Manziel at this point in his career. He's just, he played well. He managed to win a football game. You know, whoop-de-do. But Josh McCown is back now. He's cleared. Going into the season, he was established as a starter. I guess the Browns organization is going to ride him through the season, or most of the season, see how he performs. And if it's good enough, he'll remain the starter. And if not, then Johnny Manziel will get his chance again. And then we'll get to see what he's made of.
Trust me, if Josh McCown starts losing a couple games, Johnny Manziel will go right back in. Like, because he is probably their future. And if he's not, it'll give him a chance to play and show what he can do if Josh McCown doesn't play well. So for all the Johnny Manziel fans, don't give up hope. If Josh McCown does play poorly, then Johnny Manziel can find himself back in the starting lineup, trying to get himself a shot at the starting quarterback position or to tell fans that he's here. I believe Johnny Manziel came into the NFL thinking that he was just going to rule it like he did college and that it was going to be easy for him. He had a rude awakening in his rookie year. I do think he is taking his second year a little bit more serious. However, he did have those rehab problems early in the season, so that might have deterred him a little bit, but it looks like he's working hard right now. So for all you Johnny Manziel fans, you know, keep up hope. He still has a chance to be the starter later on in the season or even a year or so from now. So,
exactly.
I mean, we're all waiting to see what Johnny can do.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to say that Johnny had some off-the-field issues. He's working on them. I just want to say I hope he does well, and he'll eventually get his chance. So I want to end this segment by saying, free Johnny! And
That's right. He'll
get his chance to be a starting quarterback. So, guys, that wraps up our show for today. We hope you liked it. And
we're going to be back again tomorrow, so don't be too devastated. We'll be returning with a whole new topic.
And tell us what you think about the topics we talked about. Give us your opinion on what we said and what you liked, what you didn't like. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. Chris, give them your Twitter.
If you guys are looking for me, it's at ChristianCruz66 on Twitter, so feel free to tweet me. But, guys, that's about it. Join us tomorrow with another episode of Cruise Control. See you guys tomorrow night. Good night, guys.
Later, guys.
Now shut up and drive.